everyone has set to run up the shortwave at Tanner with the net. We'll stand by for an emergency for priority traffic to move. Okay, good evening everyone, this is Jensen Runnell Bates, name is Charles from Staten Island in New York City, and I'd like to welcome you to the week's shortwave and standard listeners that have heard on this frequency and all the other frequencies of the NCR receiver system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net, as it has been for the past 15 plus years, is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the various aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. We cover all the frequencies that you tune into, from PC all the way up to light and everything else in between, except for amateur radio. And that's because you can talk about that at any other time during the week. We talk about what you can find on these various frequencies, what equipment you can use, what are new developments in the hobby, frequencies, equipment, peripherals, sources of information. Are there any laws that are changing that would help or hinder your ability to listen to various frequencies? And that's what this meant before. If you need to find the frequency for the N2ROW repeater system that's closest to you, please go to www.n2row.net. And on the main page, you will be able to see all the repeater systems, as well as their location, the Delta. So you choose the one that's closest to you. And since this is a leak repeater system, there will be a few delays. So when you do key up, you for a couple of seconds before you start talking. Otherwise, the beginning of your transmission will be cut off. Also, if you're following somebody else, please allow courtesy tone to sound or let the carrier drop completely. This way, both your receivers have a chance to pick up where you're coming from and they don't pick up on the previous person's location. For those who are not able to get into the repeater system either because of distance, technical difficulties, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet, you can still participate by sending your comments and questions to nyxa@yahoo.com. That's also the email address used if you'd like to subscribe to our mailing list for any hot breaking stories and newsletters. For those who are checking out on the air, as you check in, you give us your call sign, name, location, and please indicate if you have any traffic. If you have any comments or questions that you'd like to share with someone else, on the net, then say traffic. If you don't have anything, you can just check in, say no traffic. So that will stand by for the check-in. Please space it out. We need to keep it to a minimum and get everybody checked in. This is S10B.
WHF-225 in Elmwood Park. No traffic at the moment, but we'll be checking email. I thought you'd like that.
Two NOV. This is WA2, Oscar Kilo Zulu, 10 in Cranford, New Jersey, no traffic.
N2NOV. This is November 2, November Hotel, Mike, Joe, and Garfield. Good evening, no traffic, over. N2NOV.
Golf Maple Whiskey, Boyce, Manhattan, no traffic.
N2NOV. There is WB2FGC in Manhattan with traffic.
KZ.
KC2JRH, Anthony in Brooklyn with traffic.
In Milford, Connecticut, with a question.
Okay, so far I have W2SB2, KC2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2SB2 Okay, we'll start with the list as we have it now, and we'll pick up the check-in later on. First up tonight, W2SQ. Bob, how was your trip? It's one of it.
Trip was interesting, to say the least, sorry. I was down in McAllen, Texas. They normally get about 5 inches of rain every 6 months. I got there on Sunday night, and it was a little bit of lightning. Yeah, just a real, like a mist in the air. Monday morning at 4 hours, we got 5.5 inches of rain, and I'm talking lightning hits that were a block and a half away. It was pretty spectacular, and actually rained most of the week, so it was a lot cooler than I'm accustomed to having down there. And the other thing that I noticed, which is very interesting, I went across to Mexico a few times, and two of the times I actually walked across the border. While I was in line coming back into the U.S., there were at least a half a dozen, I'm assuming they were from Mexico, I don't know, but let's just say Spanish-speaking people that didn't speak English carrying handy talkies, tendrils I saw a lot of. And what's interesting was the antennas appeared to be VHF, but listening to the squawk on the radio, it was all voice conversion. So no idea what they're talking about or what it's there for, but voice conversion on VHF seems to be a very common thing on the border there. N2NLV, WHF, the chip.
Now, this is people who are trying to get into the United States, Red Walking Up, right?
Yeah, I mean, customers didn't have any problem with it. I mean, a lot of people use FRS radios and so on, but these were Kenwood, they appeared to be VHF, and, you know, they got them on their belts, and they would pick it up and start speaking in Spanish. But the response, which was interesting, was you'd hear that it was voice converted, and the guy would hit a button, and it would pop in back in Spanish. So they're using a lot of voice conversion down there, and it seems that they leave it in that unscrambled mode, I guess, so people, you know, sitting next to them can't hear anything, and then they'll press the button and listen.
Okay. Pass it off to Blaine Brooks, the guy's head in Texas, so we can figure out what it is.
I don't know. I mean, you know, this may be they're talking back and forth, and there may be one company down here that's selling a lot of, you know, voice-converting radios. I don't know. I tend to doubt that it's not illegal, whatever they're doing. I mean, I had to get a temporary work visa to go into Mexico, and you pay $23 for it, it's 2 to 30 days. But the glitch is that if you leave Mexico and you're not going to go back, you have to give them the visa back. And what they do is they stamp your passport once when you're going in, and then when you give the visa back, they stamp it the second time, which shows that you entered and you exited. If you don't give the visa back, after the 30 days is up, it's $5 per day. So if I go back a year later, they're going to say, oh, well, you owe us 360 days times $5. Otherwise, we're not going to give you another visa. So we're driving back across the bridge. We got halfway across, and the guy that works down here from our office, he says, you know what, I forgot to go to the office. He says, you guys are going to have to walk back across the bridge. But okay, I said, well, you know what, you got a line here. So four of us jump out of the car and walk across, and there's a little gate. And we got about 15 feet from the gate, and out of nowhere, we were just surrounded. And they want to know, you know, what are you doing? Where are you going? And it didn't take me long to explain that I didn't turn the visa in, and we had to go back. And they warned us that the next time you can't get out of the car. But the surveillance cameras down there is just incredible. I mean, there was no one around. Out of nowhere, they were there.
If only the Board of Security was that good for people trying to get back in this country rather than getting back in Mexico.
No, this is U.S. It's a joke. When you were going into Mexico, they have all these border guys standing there. You pull up to a line and there's a light that flashes red, green, red, green. And you pull up to it, if it's green, you go. If it's red, you wait. There was about 25 cars ahead of us and not one flashed red, so you can do anything you want in Mexico. They don't check a thing. It's coming back into the U.S. that they really scrutinize it.
Okay. Well, someday they'll finish building that wall across the border. Okay. Anything you can email me, Bob?
There's one email here. It's not tonight, but possibly this person's listening. He wanted to know, he's searching for New Jersey Public Police Precinct. He's using the FCC database, and he says he's using the advanced search option individually collecting all public service related radio services. My question is this the most complete precinct list on the FCC site? It's the only list. You can go to Radio Reference and get all the Newark frequencies right on there. I wouldn't waste my time on the FCC site. Radio Reference has got an updated list on there, so for any of the frequencies, you can try looking there first. Guys, there was a few things before I answered, but nothing this evening. And 2103, WA2SQ2.
Okay, Bob. Well, anything that's on the FCC database is the license, but it doesn't tell you what the unit is for. And so you have to find out the source, like radioreference.com, or if you're looking at that, or if you're not looking for it, looking at your scan, and for scanning the mobile data, and okay. Again, if anybody is not able to get in over the air, and you want to email, the address is nyxa@yahoo.com. All right, next up tonight with traffic from C2SQP. And for the main traffic.
And to NRV, WB2SQP. Well, with my search of ASTV, I came up with something new. RCA. I don't know who they belong to anymore. Is going to produce ASTV decoders in the range of $58 a piece. And the FCC settlement says that you will be able to obtain a maximum of $240 redemption certificate was the cost of the new decoder. We'll see. Another item that came up
was with Google. I think it was on our board about 700 megacycle band that they want to take it and use it for a broadband service instead of broadband over power line. Boy, let me tell you something. The stuff is moving fast. And to one of the WDC recipes.
Well, the Google thing with 700 megahertz, whenever that option comes up, an article I sent out to everybody, TCIA, the Cellular Telephone Industry Association, is griping and making accusations that Google is trying to bribe government officials, trying to basically steal the auction. So Google indicated that they were willing to put up over $4 billion for it. And other numbers flying. Well, when you look at what T-Mobile won in their auction for the 1.7 and 2.1 gigabit, you have 3G cellular service in August and September of 2006, which is busily building out their system, and they should be ready to release it in the next few months. Google says, hey, there's opportunity. And a lot of other companies do the same thing. Some of them are banding together to afford to pay whatever the auction that you put out there. You know, there was discussion that when television channels go silent on analog mode, especially in the HF band from 2009, they're going to be looking to auction on those channels as well. And it won't be analog. It won't be wideband FM. It'll be digital. There's a lot more traffic than that. Now, the other topic about RCA coming out with their set-top box, I got a phone call earlier today from KCCA and I, and he was in Kmart, where he lives in Orange County. And they had a display of 13-inch TV surveillance and touting them as SD, standard definition digital television, with ATSC tuners. And he said they were selling for about $100-$110. Now, when I look at their website, it's selling for $129.99 for 13-inch. RCA's got a 20-inch for $170, another 20-inch flat screen for $190. Demarest has a 20-inch flat screen for $200. So the prices are becoming more and more affordable. They're becoming more in line with what the analog television set was years ago for the same size. So the 27-inch TV that I got in analog, well, here's an RCA 27-inch flat CRT with SD2B tuner in it for $300. Pretty close. So by the time 2009 rolls around, I think the price will be in line.
On the financial board that I contribute to, and I put this up, a post that says, TV will end as you know it. Everybody's on it. I don't want to get rid of my old TV. There's still going to be a lot of people that don't want to get rid of their old TV, and they're going to jump at that conversion box. But like you said, new TV, you have it. Don't cost much more. I was in Walmart, and a 20-inch flat screen with ASTV was about $132. So, I mean, you're not going to get these. And that's another mistake that people make. They think, oh, I'll get on this and I'll get HDTV. Not all the broadcasters will be transmitting HDTV. Somebody sent me a new list. There was originally four stations in the New York metro area that were on HDTV. Well, that's an inquiry that you have to do. These days will go up. They ask you this. And another point about the 700 megacycle band is that it would enable areas, rural areas, to have broadband that don't happen anymore. Well, you know what? I sit there with my thumb below my butt. It's gonna happen. So all these things are gonna happen. All takes time.
Well, as FDR said, back in 1930, nothing to fear but fear itself. People are hesitant to embrace the unknown. They're afraid to move what they come to. And then when change comes, turns out to be a big deal in the long run. This is going to be the same thing. And digital standard definition television is going to be here. High definition. You have other sources for that. You're going to pay extra. But standard definition digital is what it is. Those who have a hot dog digital tuner card in their computers can already be, you know, watching the programming now. So it's not the fearful thing that we're looking at over the horizon. It's already here. It's already used, it's already enjoyed. It's just a matter of slowly to get more and more population going in that direction. As I said before, anybody who has cable, anybody who has satellite, will not be affected. They will not have everything. So only those who are doing stuff over here, which, as has been pointed out, is a smaller and smaller percentage of the population. Yes, there are plenty of them there. But the percentage of the entire population is not as much as it is. So, as these prices are coming down, we're seeing now, imagine what's going to be the future. So it will be affordable. It will not be that bad of a thing. And we'll look back on this and say, well, what's the big deal? Okay. Let's move on. KC2KRH, Anthony in Brooklyn. That was your traffic. And
nothing with Charlie Dawn.
No, the other bomb. And what the hell was that?
Hey, good evening, guys. Charlie and Bob, Nick Seven and Eddie here again. Quick question. I'm going to be heading out to the Atlantic City Air Show next month on the boardwalk there. And I never attended that air show, so I'm looking for some frequencies. I have a few already. You know, by searching the net, the internet, I found a few. But if anybody has anything, help me out. Appreciate it. And of course, I'll have my list after I get back, what I found. But I'd like to get a few in advance if anybody has anything. On the net here, if you're listening, of course, you can always email me at my call sign here, hotmail.com. That'll be fine. N1NLZ. So that'll be easier. Charlie, back to you. N1NLZ.
Well, if you check the New Jersey message board, and I believe military and aircraft message board on regularreference.com, there's something somebody was talking about that. As well as Modern Time has a list with the air show. Go to their website for that. If you can't find it, let me know. Look specifically for the Thunder Over the Boardwalk program listing of those keys get up. They'll be approved. And they concentrate on getting those.
Okay,
Justin, go ahead.
Hey, Mama Johnson. I'm gonna email you the latest decision album.
Thank you very much, Justin. I have that already, issue 40, I believe it is. And yeah, Danny, I talked to Danny once in a while there, via email, and he had a few things for me too. So slowly but surely get my list together here, but I was hoping to get it from different people. But very good on that, Justin. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's he's the one that told me to subscribe to that. And his review is in there this month. So, and I also saw you in there, Justin. I didn't realize you were a writer for that newsletter. So very good on that. So I downloaded a few of them, the past issues, and read them here when I get a chance. But appreciate that the info there, Justin.
Oh, yeah, okay. I just thought I'd go over out. Yeah, just one of these years, I'm going to get down there with you. I just want.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a good one. The only problem is it's midweek, so it's, I'm going to take off work and everything, but, other than that, last year I guess they had the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds at the same time there, so it was one of the better ones in the country, supposedly, you know, for what I read anyway, so we'll see what happens this year. Looking forward to it.
Okay, at this time we'll stand by for additional check-ins. That's what I'll be with the shortwave scanner a little bit then. And if you're not able to get in, our email address is nyxa@yahoo.com. Your check-in is give us full sign, name, location, and if you have any traffic for the net, say traffic, otherwise say no traffic.
NOV. K2QNK, Juan, downtown Brooklyn, new listener to the next process.
Downtown Brooklyn, Baldwin Hill Convection. I'm into really into scanners. I have scanners in my house. I'm using mostly all five boroughs, including New Jersey, police fire department. I also belong to NY1 New York also. My unit number is 33301. Then also I am since December of 06. I'm long new to this. And I'm happy I found this, your next throw out there, because I've been looking for you. Now I finally found you. Now I know it's Wednesday at 9 o'clock. That's correct. And basically, I have like about 5 scanners in my house. I have a J-pole on the roof hooked up to my 5 scanners delivering far distance. And I've been in my house for like 10 years. Over.
Welcome to the group. Sorry you had to hunt around for us. We used to be on another mission here because there were technical issues over there. So we can hear the signal. Something like that. Good evening, Terry. Any traffic?
No traffic, Your Honor. No traffic. Question.
Okay, so question.
Being that I've had a Mac computer, I was thinking about getting a laptop and taking that out of my, scanner. Can I look at this tongue tracking if I buy the software and all that stuff for it with computers?
Tongue tracking software on a Macintosh? MCQ, have you heard of it? They work on the Mac?
No, I haven't.
You know, the concept of using a computer for a receiver, I mean, it's getting more and more popular. They came to ourselves and bought one of the software-defined HF transceivers, and he liked it, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned. I just seems to go against the grain in that computers generate noise, and why would I want to have a receiver inside of a computer? I don't know. Maybe I'm just in the old school, but good old quiet analog receivers, I think they're better when you're looking for a weak signal.
Oh, no, I was
thinking
about getting a laptop, a PC. I know the Mac does do a lot of stuff, but I was thinking about getting a laptop and doing it that way. Like I said, I might get a spare cat scanner anyway. I'm just way in and see which one is better.
I to be honest with you, I don't know. It's not something that I have ever really looked into. There's so much software out there now, I suspect there might be, but, you know, again, if you have a dedicated function radio, like a 396 or something like that, and there's a disaster, a fire, a flood, or whatever, it'd be so much easier to grab that radio and go where the action is. You're certainly not going to want to grab a laptop and you know, drag it with you.
Oh, no, heck no, I wouldn't want to do that. Okay, no, I have a Pro 97 phone track, it's all analog. But I'm thinking about getting the handheld or the face with the, here. Okay. All right, thank you very much. And another thing, I think they're coming out with a new handheld phone track in Canada. I forgot what magazine I wrote it in. I read it in. I think it's like 3 or 4 letters. I don't know if it's going to be
you mean GRE?
Yeah, I think that's it.
The GRE is a company that made a lot of radio tech older scanners. The Pro 2006, which has got to be, God, sorry, can you believe it? 25 years old. I have a 2006 and I have a 2005, and it is still one of the best scanners that was ever made in 2006. That was actually radio tech made by GRE, so I have a lot of faith in GRE.
Okay,
I've got a 2004.
Are they coming out with that? Are they coming out with that scanner? And how much is it going to be about? It's going to be the same price as the like the 496.
I don't know, to be honest with you. I've read a little bit about it. NRMLZ, the VXLFTQ. I know you were sent me a link on it. Do you know anything more about that?
I don't know anything about it.
I just got distracted here. I was about 2004, 2005, 2006, but I think the last question then.
GRE's new scanner. When and how much?
I think there's supposed to be 5 of them, according to one of the news groups I was reading. And I think it's supposed to be later on towards the end of the year here. And 535 range in that area. The last place I saw.
What's the difference between those and the radio tech scanners that come out now? Are they supposed to be better, or is it just a brand of scanners coming out?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say what's better and what's not. You know, they all have their pros and cons. Until we actually hear it, you really can't say. You know, a lot has to do with the audio and the way they decode the digital. I noticed that with the differences from, you know, with the older digital radios, there's some differences. But this one's supposed to have all the bells and whistles that all the scanner enthusiasts wanted. So. That's what they're saying. He's at the Ohio station there. A lot of people saw it, you know, had their hands on it and listened to it. Of course, they weren't able to really try it out, but it's real. They had their hands in it. Some of the guys actually put pictures up on the internet of it that they took there. So I guess it's supposed to be the end of this year. Looking pretty good.
Neil, Shelter Island, New York.
Yeah, Space and Shelter Island. We're going to pull time together, go ahead.
And Quebec Zulu Alpha. And to Quebec Zulu Alpha.
And to UVA, Bat.
For Bearcat, I mean Unigen, I think it's a BCQ-396. Trunk track of 4, it's called. It's APCO 25. You know, it has the whole digital thing. Works pretty good. It has almost every system already programmed into it.
Regular digital modulation. So it's still going to come down to what you want to listen to. To get an idea of that, for New York City, if you live in Manhattan, why don't you go to my website, n2nov.net, go to the different categories, figure out the different agencies, businesses, whatnot that you want to listen to, and then you'll get a feel for how they're set up, and it'll help you make a better decision.
My primary interest is New York City and fire, marine, and aviation secondary.
Okay. Most of that is in the clear conventional, but some of the fire and EMS stuff is on the New York City DOIC trunk system. So it might make sense if you to find yourself a trunk scanner, either handheld or visible. Check eBay for the better price. The newer ones that are out have the digital APCO 25 modulator built into it, and that's what drives the price up to that $500.
Well, I've seen handheld Bearcat with funding for about $200, but if you want digital, it's just $500.
That's correct. If you don't care about the digital, then only spend the $200.
Thanks much. You just saved me about $300 at appreciation.
No problem. I know how you feel.
10-1 MLZ additional.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, very good. If you're interested in the information on the new scanners, if you go to Radio Reference, then click on Forums up the top, and then about two or three sections down, you'll see Scanner Model Discussion, and just click on GRE Scanners right there, and it's you'll get the threads where they're talking about the new scanners, and it looks like October now, they're coming out, so they look pretty nice. They got nice pictures of them here and everything, so, and we want a Pro 96? We'll see what happens. Back to you, Charlie.
Yeah, I've got a Bearcat 250C with me to part myself. There's got to be a lot of good features for you to consider selling this one off to get one of the new ones. Like I said to Gordon, it all depends on what you want to listen to. That's what you're driving for. Between that and the dollar.
Well, among other things, I still have the Radio Shack 2006. If the batteries in it are gone, and so it would have two CCD programs on it, even the radio that can't tell right now. But,
Okay. Well, sell off the 2006 if you want. I'm sure we can find a couple of buyers that are willing to haggle over it. That's pretty good radio. Even though it doesn't do trunking, it's the radio. I have one of those as well.
Well, thank everyone for their help. I'm going to have to log off now and attend to something else around the apartment, but to listen to you all, KTCLW clear.
Yeah, go ahead.
36 tone. And are there other ones, or is this just the one repeater? And where is it?
It depends on which repeater you're going in on.
Using 442, 625 in. Moving on 446-625.
47-625. Going in on 442 and coming out on 447-625. All right. Yeah, that one is the Ultron 136.5. All of the repeaters that are went together are on the website n2row.net. And I'll tell you the frequencies, the Ultron, and where they're located.
W, right?
Yeah, November 2, Romeo Oscar Whiskey.net.
And then where is the main, where are you right now?
Well, I'm in Staten Island, the hub of Brooklyn. Their repeaters scattered throughout the area, so it depends on which one that you need. There's one in Nassau, there's one in Suffolk, there's one up in the Bronx, and there are both receivers scattered all around. So check out the website, it tells you exactly where everything is.
And, okay, thanks a lot. And tell the scanner guy, I have the Bearcat 396 that works really well. Picks up fantastically. And it has almost every 800 system in the country already programmed into it.
I wonder if you got it after March of this year, if they updated the new system, the Epiphany Channel system. And they merged together with the fire department EMS 6-channel system to make a 21-channel system.
I don't go to the city too much. I'm retired, and I'm out here on Shelter Island, if you know where that is. It's, you have to take a ferry to get off.
Oh, yeah. I know where it is. I sold satellite dishes back in the 80s. Yeah, as far as what they have pre-programmed into those memory folders, if they don't allow you the ability to update them, and that's assuming that they've updated it themselves on their website, that if somebody was to try to listen to the DOICT system in New York, and it was only set up to scan with 15 frequencies, they're going to miss the traffic.
I have a program that I can input the stuff myself. You know, I came with the scanner.
Yeah, much better way to do it. Other stations.
I'll let you guys go on. Thanks for letting me in there. And I programmed this into my radio, my 736 laser. I was searching around. And I'll check in once in a while.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we're here every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Was there somebody else?
Late check-in.
We heard a double, and I heard the word late check-in. So one at a time.
K2CSX. And KC2CHE, I'm the late check-in.
Okay, evening Mark and Ivan. Mark, do you have any traffic?
What's a good evening? I have a question. Did you hear about the New York City Police Department supposed to be setting up their dispatch centers for each borough in the not too far distant future? You can answer that if you heard. The other question is, remember the old WHT and HBO antennas with the one channel type of new thing that was back out in the 80s and the early 90s? If someone was to have one of those things and put it on the try to look for a signal, what's on those things today? Maybe somebody might have a question answer on that. K2CSX, back to Charlie.
Well, if it was WHT or Mecca Home Theater, that was Channel 68. If you go to Channel 68 now, they're going to get WFT Telefutura, Spanish language channel. There's a lot of movies on it. HBO and the MMDS 2G system. Well, that's been moving around a lot. XM and Sirius Radio took over part of that spectrum. And the whole thing's changing.
Listen on here now, you hear Sirius Radio. Okay, the other question was, did you hear about the New York City Police Department supposed to be taking over, not taking over, but putting their dispatch centers for boroughs? Did you hear anything about that? Same thing with the 9/11 system. It's going to be supposed to be a borough now?
That's
No, I haven't heard that one yet. I know EMS was thinking of doing that along with fire, spreading out their operation. I haven't heard that message yet. And as far as listening to Sirius Radio, no, you won't be able to. Stational modulation is totally different than HBO receiving.
Okay, satisfied, my curiosity. Okay. Alright, that's about it. I'll just be sitting tight. ACCSA.
Okay, Mark. Ivan, do you have any traffic tonight?
Oh, a negative. I'm so sorry about that. I have no traffic. I do have an inquiry. We told them about the RLW machine, and I know that's Moreham related. But on the 6-meter side, I don't have internet access right now. I'm doing a lot of construction, and everything is under toss, and the computer here is totally dismantled. So if I could ask you a question about the RLW machine, just the 6-meter side, can you give me any of the details related to that? If you want to wait after the net and give me that information later, that's fine.
That's okay. 6-meter machine on this system is 53.41. The 1 meg input, so 52.41. And the field hook is 136.5.
Okay. Seems like you had that at your fingertips, so did you keep that in your mind?
Oh, I don't know what's in my mind, Ivan. I get in trouble for things like that.
Very good, okay. Just listening on the side, I have a late check and I just tuned in, so continue it. There'll be one to leave and I'm sure to listen in.
Okay, Bob, anything else in the email tonight? And one of them.
I'm not thinking about Charlie. Okay, Star Knight in that category. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else that may have come across here. Not really. The only thing that I did want to mention is the last two nights at Essex County Task Force frequency 471.3625 has been pretty active. So for those of you who like to listen to helicopter surveillance and chases and a lot of action, 471.3625 usually got a pretty strong signal on there. That's about it at the moment. That will be right to us, QQ.
QQ, officer,
okay, so is that lift station? The order was a little low.
Well,
that sounds like KCQ RPQ. KCQ, Romeo Victor Tango.
Over.
RPQ. I have that close to something. Off the sounds like you're driving.
Right now I'm on the bus, getting ready to go home.
Okay, turn the motor and the fluttering signal. Okay, well, just about to wrap up. I just have a couple of things. If anybody has a lead on a Tentec RX320D model receiver, black box, you hook up to the sound card of the computer, look at one of those. Universal has a new Route 349, but maybe some accessories can use some of those ones. Part with them. And a project I need to work on. And second, you know, once again, if you want to drop a message during the week, I have a question, our email address is nyxa@yahoo.com. Justin, you did bring this up, but the New Jersey Scanner Group meeting that we sent the message out for Justin September 15th has been changed to September 22nd. And I received email from Ben, and he asked if there's a way that we can bring something
close to where people can get mass transit. Something to think about for the future. Other than that, all I think of is join us for the next show if you can listen to that next Wednesday, or the New York City Amateur Radio Emergency Communication Service Net next Monday at 8:30 here on the NCORO's Open Communicator System. So that will be 7-3 to everybody, and we'll catch you next week. This is 7-3 clear.